First one I see is Maury Reardon for public comment.
Thank you, Elise. My name is Maury Reardon, and I am an APT board member. And I'm really excited about by the turnout. It looks like there's about 100 folks at this meeting. And last night we had an APT general meeting that Lisa joined us at and Mike Oz, and we have 50 folks. So there's a lot of interest in what's going on right now. Just three quick points. I like others, would like to request that the board, I know there's something on your agenda tonight, but consider taking public comment with each agenda item to create a more collaborative atmosphere and communication with your community stakeholders. The second thing is I would like to ask that there be dedicated staffing to focus on diversity and inclusion based on what we have a wonderful yet lacking diversity, racial diversity leadership team, and the demographics of our school are only going to become more Black and brown families, and we have to make that a top priority to address that gap. And then the last item is I would like to express my deep support for the teachers of OSA and really hope that we can navigate the current difficulties, but really get to a contract that that they can feel good about. Thank you.
Thank you. Jeremy Taylor.
Hi, Jeremy Taylor. I'm a teacher at OSA and part of the union bargaining team. I first wanted to say, and this kind of piggybacks off the previous comment about the number of people here, I think one silver lining of this whole shelter-in-place moment has been the ease with which people can attend board meetings thanks to the virtual process. So whenever we return to normal, I'm hoping that some form of this can continue even as you continue to meet in person and with people in the room, that there be an option for people, because I know teachers at the end of a long day and you know everybody else at the end of their long days, that showing up to campus at 6 o'clock on a weekday is not really easy, but they still want to be involved in what's going on at the school. So I hope this can continue. My question relates to the agenda item regarding the budget. And it's just a very specific question. I wanted to know or confirm, I guess, the dollar amounts for the ending fund balance for last fiscal year, 2018-19. So ending around July 1st of last summer, and the projected ending fund balance for end of June, beginning of July. My understanding from the last meeting when your attorney was speaking about the Brown Act is that because that is an agenda item that you can answer that question.
I don't think that means we can answer that question. And I don't know the answer offhand.
I was probably more of a Mike Barr question would be my guess. I'm assuming you have the budget document since it's on the agenda.
We don't yet. They're being presented. This is just a first cut at them in a conversation.
If I told you it was somewhere in the order of $9 to $10 million, does that sound ballpark for an ending fund balance?
Yeah, again, Jeremy, sorry. Yeah, we shouldn't get into back more. I will answer.
Sorry.
It's about that. But there's a huge asterisk to that, and that there's some accounting stuff that requires us to write that down by a huge chunk every year. And I'm working with the folks at CSMC to show a couple slides to make that clear, so we really understand what's really available to pay the bills with. It's not $9 million of cash sitting in an account. The amount of cash in an account is closer to $2 million.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Paulina Gonzalez.
Hi, this is Paulina. My son is Julian. He's in 10th grade in instrumental music. Thank you again for this Zoom meeting. Really appreciate the opportunity to participate and echo what has been said about participation. It's been mentioned on chat. I think that Zoom is, the way that this Zoom meeting has been set up is capped at 100. I'm really impressed that we have 100 participants today, but I request that the school invest in upgrading Zoom so that there can be more participation, because if somebody is trying to log in now, at 100 participants, they will not be able to participate, and Zoom can be upgraded so that all parents and family members and teachers who want to participate in board meetings are able to do so. Students as well. I want to echo what Maury said in relation to the 3 points. It's something that we heard very clearly in the town hall from several family members that participated and students in relation to having a staff member who is dedicated to equity work within the school and around diversity and inclusion of students at the school, and that having a dedicated staff member is really important. Around teacher contracts, I think that we are in a special circumstance now, and I want to allow some grace for that, but I think that this is an issue that has come up at the end of the school year at several moments in time, and that this is not a new issue. And I want to really emphasize how this impacts teachers not having that certainty around their contracts. And I think this is really important. Our teachers are working so hard. My son has a disability, and his teachers are working with him on the weekends, late in the afternoon, beyond 12 o'clock. And it means so much to us and to him to have that extra help. To be able to make sure that he's gonna graduate. And I get emotional about this because this is everything to us and to him. And I know Mr. Oz and Ms. Schultz, who have worked so hard to make sure that our son, who's in 10th grade, is gonna make it to graduation. So the teachers and the faculty who make this happen are our number one priority to support them. And then lastly, I just want to echo the sentiment around public comment that we're able to comment on all the agenda items and not just at the beginning of the meeting. And lastly, on the Zoom, I'm getting texts from parents now who are not able to get into the board meeting. So please upgrade the Zoom account. Thank you.
Thank you. Sarah Schechter.
Hello, my name is Sarah Schechter, and I'm a junior in planning, and I also wanted to speak to teacher contracts. So as far as I understand, the Human Resources Department is in charge of sending out contract renewals, and according to the board, they need to determine finance based on like the economy and other factors, which is what is delaying them in giving teachers letters. So I understand that it's not simple, but it needs to change. I mean, teachers already receive a disrespectfully low salary. They receive a 2-cost of living adjustment per year, but as far as I understand, their salaries have not accounted for inflation since 2001, and that's before I was born. I'm 17. I'm a junior in high school, and to not get offer letters with school over in less than a month feels so unfair. 8 out of 11, and that's 66% of the academic teachers I've had in high school, have left OSA. So I can count the teachers that have stayed at OSA on one hand, 3 teachers. And for teachers of color, that's one finger, one singular academic teacher of color in the high school. It's not exaggeration or erasure, it's a fact. And I do believe that the kind of less tangible problems that everyone's feeling with OSA right now, like, I don't know, student disillusionment or school spirit, feeling seen and supported, are due to teacher attrition. Those are all things that disappear along with teachers. So I would ask that, like, please make the uncertain times, if that's what we're prefacing things with, more certain. Please communicate with and prioritize teachers, because prioritizing teachers means prioritizing students. This happened last year, and it repeated this year, and it cannot happen next year. Thank you.
Thank you. Ty?
Hi there, I'm Ty, I'm a 10th grader in vocal music. I'm also here in support of the teachers as they're fighting asking for better job security and stuff like that from the administration and the board. I think we all remember being in like in the similar situation last year. A lot of us were at a couple board meetings almost exactly a year ago asking for the same thing. And it's kind of just had me thinking about how much progress has been made since then. There's no denying that positive change has been made, especially with all the like political climate at our school that's been changing, but there's also no way to look at the demands that were made a year ago and believe that they've fully been met. I'm really aware, like, as everything that Sarah was saying about, you know, the challenges with all these things and that all the changes to the admin and the board, there's lots of stuff that everybody has a lot on their plates. However, these things really do need to be communicated to us as a community. And what makes our school special is its teachers. If there are cuts that are going to be made, they can't be made to teachers. That's just a non-option. And I don't want this to sound angry or accusatory or anything like that, but this is also just a general reminder to everybody on this call, but specifically the board and the administration, that you are in almost every sense public servants, and that when the public is coming to you with concerns about how decisions are being made and who is being involved in decision making, it is your responsibility to respond to those things wholeheartedly. And I think everyone on this call is so grateful to every single one of you board members that you are volunteering your time and your energy to this school. There's so many things to be given, and I could not stop going on, but we need you to work with us and to hear us and to have us as students and teachers and parents at the forefront of every decision, and helping you make those decisions. This community is full of people who can help you at the drop of a hat if you ask. And a lot of times we're not even made aware that there are issues that need to be solved. And so I think we just all need to come together as a community and like really be so transparent and really be communicating to each other all the time, and just making sure that this school is the best possible for its students and its teachers, because at the end of the day, those are who your decisions are affecting. So yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Donzi?
Good evening. First, I just want to commend the two students that spoke earlier, Sarah and Ty. I am just so proud of you guys, and you all almost brought tears to my eyes. Thank you. I think you all just stated it so well. I just want to add around the points that Maury made earlier, and I realize this is around funding again, right? So for the teachers and funding position that Kava Menzies held previously, the diversity and inclusion coordinator, I know it's an issue of having very little to stretch very far. But I think it is important, this diversity and inclusion, to be held at the forefront of when those decisions are being made. If nothing else, if we cannot fund a full-time position for diversity inclusion, I think it should be considered bringing on a consultant or an expert that knows how to address these issues. Because it's very clear to me that the board is not as diverse, the OSA board, as we would like, that represents the school demographic. We worked very hard, Wailing especially, on making the OSA APT board diverse, and we're reaping the fruits of that, those decisions. So I implore you to really put at the forefront the issue of diversity and inclusion, and yeah, that's all. Thank you.
Thank you. Tracy Thomas.
Thanks, Elise. Hello to everyone on the chat. My name is Tracy Thomas. I am a alum from the class of 2012, Theater Emphasis. Apologies if there's any noise coming from the background. There's construction going on, but I am here representing what is now hundreds of alum from OSA between 2002 and 2018 who have reached out to each other through a network to make our voices known to the current state of OSA. I believe, and I've only looked through this chat a couple of times, I have not seen any other alum representation. So again, a single voice for hundreds of people that have concerns about the lack of alum representation and cooperation within Oakland School for the Arts. And I understand that there is a lot of changes that have been made over the years, and it's even more so that that lack of representation is not being seen. I would ask the board to consider a spot specifically for an alum representative, not necessarily me, but someone who is as passionate about Oakland School for the Arts as every single person on this Zoom chat, from people that have been there from the beginning at the Alice Arts Centers to people who have just entered the school as a sixth grader. There are so many stories that have shaped Oakland School for the Arts that connect with each other, and I just really believe that those stories have a great effect of how the school is being looked at now. And in a very, very weird contrast of how the school is being operated right now. So much so that the alumni know what's going on at this moment. We like to be a part of it. We like to have some kind of clarification, and we want to make sure that the place that we call home is still around. So just here saying, let us in. Thank you.
Thank you, Tracy. Matt Lipner.
Good evening. I'm Matt Lipner. I am the parent of a 10th grader in vocal music. I'll make this as brief as possible. I'm a career educator. I first of all want to applaud OSA staff, leadership, teachers, support staff for pulling off the way that distance learning has gone. Although it is not perfect, nothing is in these times. And I work with 4 school districts currently. None of them are anywhere close to as comprehensive and as thoughtful and as detailed as Oakland School for the Arts. And it is just huge, huge gratitude to all of the staff for that. Echoing the sentiment of teachers, especially my student also has special needs, and a couple of teachers have just really been consistent with the communication. It's been wonderful. On that note, communication moving forward, I would love to see, and we discussed this at the APT last night, maybe on a permanent basis, moving some of these meetings to Zoom or another digital platform for reasons mentioned previously, with the caveat that both for the sake of community building and transparency, but also for the Brown Act, that we don't cap them at 100, because that does become both a moral and legal issue and obligation. I trust that the board will move ahead and make things right with regards to teachers' contract. I know that it's a very tender and unknown subject, and I do have faith that you all as a board will make the right decision to support and maintain our teachers, especially our teachers of color. With that, I urge the board to continue to do the work with regards to diversity, equity, and inclusion, as others have mentioned this evening, as well as in APT Town Hall last night. The work has just begun. It is critical to the integrity of Oakland School for the Arts and the greater community that we don't just rubber stamp this, but we actually allocate budget, and then put in place the appropriate person or people to help lead us and model for us as a community so that we can all grow and continue in collaboration. Thank you.
Thank you. Catherine Kark.
Hi, this is Catherine. I'm the lady with the dog. I'm right there with the golden doodle, and my daughter is in ninth grade, Olivia, in the theater program. I feel kind of awkward throwing this just in the middle of everything, but one of the things that I've noticed, and this is just because of my financial background, is that, you know, the financial feasibility of the school. And I had the opportunity, you know, to start looking at some of the financial statements and where we're at. And, you know, I agree with everybody's comments, but I also know that right now we are in arrears, and I don't know. What I'd like to do is help if I can. I don't know if anybody's, you know, recognized this. And also I think, you know, that there are huge concerns with this pandemic. I agree with everybody, but I just think that some of this may not happen if we don't have the money. And I don't know if there's been any focus on it. I'd like to at least help. But that was just, you know, that was something that I noticed with the financials. It just didn't, it looked like, you know, that we were not in good shape. And I think this pandemic is even gonna, you know, hurt us even more. And I think it's something to consider, but more so I wanna help if I can. And that's just my statement. So thank you.
Thank you. Romy Douglas.
Hi, everybody. I just want to say that while I'm taking minutes, I'm also trying to Google and see if I can upgrade our Zoom account mid-meeting to see if we can add more. And as the participants get down to 99, I'm, of course, adding, at this point, we don't have anybody in the waiting room. Switching over to my public comment that I wanted to say is, hi, everybody. My name's Romy, and I work at OSA, but I'm also the parent of an 11th grader and the parent of an OSA alum. And many of you have heard of the tireless efforts of Katie Zog, our assistant principal, who's been delivering groceries and gift cards to our families who have been in need of food since the shelter in place began. Ms. Zog has been joined by her husband and also Ms. Maya Levine and Ms. Wendy Snyder. They've been delivering these cards to people in our OSA community, to people who have lost their jobs, and they've even been delivering Target gift cards for baby supplies to students who have welcomed new siblings. And what you might not know, and I just recently found out, is that the money to do all that was, it's $1,000 so far, has been personally donated by individual members of our OSA Board of Directors. The OSA Board also donated a bottle of wine and gourmet chocolates to every single OSA employee to say thank you for this amazing turnaround that we have made to remote learning. And the board hasn't mentioned this. I myself, as I said, I only just found out about this, and I wanted to just take a moment to publicly thank them and to also make everyone else aware of this timely and very thoughtful support of our teachers and employees, and most importantly of our students. So thank you.
Thank you, Romy. Rebecca Dharmapalan.
Hi, everyone. My name is Rebecca Dharmapalan. I'm an alumni class of 2014 and a human rights lawyer. I just have one question. So I'd like to have some clarity on the actual jurisdiction of the board, including what the board can and cannot do. I think that would help me and a lot of other folks understand the capacity of the board and what we can actually request. Thank you.
Is there anyone else for public comment? I think I've gotten them all, but there are lots of other comments and shout outs in there. Okay, so we have 1 minute till 6:45. Romy, is anyone still in the, is anyone in the waiting room?
Sorry, let me unmute. Let's see. There are two students in the waiting room and one and Marty Cooper. Let me see. Oh, wait, we're down to 97 and I can admit them.
Great.
Great. We're all in.
So have any of the three who just joined us, did you want to do public comment?
No, thank you.
Okay. Thank you for answering me and saying no, thank you. All right, I'll give it 30 seconds and then let's go, we'll go into closed session because I know the revised agenda said 6:45 for public comment.
Hey, Elise, this is Mike. I just want to flag, I'm looking at the agenda. There's also, is this the only way people can get in? Is there also a dial-in number? It's just the Zoom?
I think it's just the Zoom because okay. Zoom only includes a dial-in number.
I just wondered if there's anybody else who is not one of the 100 people limited with a video that is called in. It could be waiting. It doesn't sound like we set it up that would be happening. So
there is one more person, Allie Mohar, that wants to sign up for public comment.
Great. Allie, go ahead.
Hi, my name is Allie. My name is Allie, and I'm a sophomore in the vocal department who's been here since the sixth grade. And I was raised by a single mom. And I understand the anxiety and stress that comes from not knowing what's next, whether that's if you can pay rent next month or if you'll be able to afford enough groceries for your family. And I don't want my teachers to feel the same way. They deserve to know whether they have a job in the fall, especially during this pandemic where it would be really hard to find a new job during the summer. But this isn't new to OSA. There's always been a revolving door of teachers, and that needs to stop. I've built connections with all of my teachers, and many of them are the reason why I stay motivated and go out of my way to stay active in my community. My teachers have always been there for me and worked hard to ensure I get a good education, and now it's my turn to stand and fight for them. I constantly fight for my community through my internships, through the city of Oakland, so that we can change the system in order to support youth and their families. Providing contracts to teachers ahead of time would be another step in the right direction that would create the world we need in order to support youth of color, low-income families, and students from all different safety nets at OSA. Jeopardizing my teacher's future means jeopardizing mine, and I will not sit by while some of my teachers are left without jobs, especially since they all work overtime, yet make 3 times less than the new executive director. I've grown into my own skin because of people like my history teacher, who was the first teacher I've ever had that talked about my culture and taught me the reality of this world. The least I can do is support them and ask you all to treat them with the decency they deserve, especially during this time where they need their jobs the most. I ask you to support me and my future, which means supporting my teachers in the process. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Okay, so there are no more public comments. So this will be the link you'll come in that we'll go to after closed session. Romy, is there a way we can let people know when we get out of closed session?
What I am trying to do in the background here is switch this over to be a webinar so that we can be sure to have as many people as possible. And what I would like to do is, I want to hold this open, but also if for any reason I'm able to upgrade it, I will be posting the link on the homepage of our website in case as we transition to enabling more people, if it gets knocked offline for any reason. I'm just kind of doing this on the fly here, so forgive me, to just put the link there so that people will be able to rejoin if for whatever reason they're knocked off and we're able to expand the capacity. Does that sound? Any members?
Thank you, Romy.
Care to weigh in?
Thank you, Ms. Romy.
Thanks.
Elise, this is Duane. Just real quick, are we approving the minutes from the prior meeting after closed session?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to go right into closed session, and then we'll come back out and do the rest of the agenda.
That works. Thank you.
And all board members should have gotten an email from Elise that has the link to the closed session Zoom.
We have it. Thanks, Mike.
Okay, we will be back. Thanks, everyone, for your public comment.